think we need to understand what the government are trying to do here. And it's a case of using techniques that will understand, help, and minimize the threats that are out there. You see, communication has evolved and changed over the last, 25 years.
Yeah.
And extremists and what have you, and groups of people are communicating via these types of means. So without any access to this information, it makes it very, very difficult for intelligence agencies throughout the world to stay one step ahead. Now, there are other techniques out there that can be used. However, the quickest technique and the way that these groups are communicating, there needs to be something put in place that's proportionate to the threat.
I mean, we accept the fact that there is a lot of threat out there of extremism and other forms. But if the government is being able to spy into people's personal emails, some people have their doubts about that and how effective it will be.
That's not what they're looking to do. They're looking to do mass monitoring. There'll be, nothing's been defined and confirmed exactly yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I see it is they're looking to monitor cable communications on a possible automated alert system that then gets drilled down to specific investigators that take matters further if they see the reason to do that. But don't forget, that isn't the only way. You see, there are numerous other ways that are being deployed at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a case of, if there is anything of concern, can they bring this in the court of law, and are they doing this legally?
So they're looking to create such algorithms which will help point out certain threats, and then the government can look into it further.
Completely, yeah. Okay. That's it's not a case of, it's looking everyone's email inbox. That's not what the government wants to do.
Mm.
They're trying to push this bill through so that they have more power than they currently have, and that power can be used to assist in prevention, detection, and also if there is an issue, to then get these people put through the judicial system. Technology has evolved, and the laws need to evolve with them, because if they don't, then there is a gap and a hole that can be abused. I understand that people, everyone's concerned about their own privacy. And again, my point is, it needs to be proportionate to the threat.
Yeah.
And I think that, communication has evolved. People now communicate through secure encryption method, maybe the dark net, maybe secure communications and what have you, chat rooms and what have you as well. So those need to be reviewed as well, and all the government agencies do have methods, old style detective techniques, field work, surveillance work, intelligence on the ground work that can assist. But these things take a lot longer and more expensive and more resources to implement than having, say, a system that can mass collate information.
Okay.
You see, and this is where the differences are.
Mm. There is a couple of, there are many apps which are now available on people's phones, which are encrypted apps where you can communicate with people without being, or often people think that they can't be monitored, but do you have any idea of whether that is as secret as people or apps make it out to be?
End-to-end encryption gives you layers of protection. Now, the method of communication is only as protected as the handset itself. And, if there is a suspected issue and those handsets are seized, then the communication in that can be retrieved. So, there's a good chance it can be retrieved. So, the point is, I think we're missing the point is a case of, are we creating an environment where we are looking for options to securely encrypt and communicate between each other without anyone knowing, or are we trying to put methods in place to break down, understand, and stop the increase of harvesting extremism issues against states and governments? And that's where we need to look at this objectively, really. And I understand that with personal data and personal information, everyone becomes protected.
Mm.